Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Cadell speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. Children tell me their stories and tell me their adventures. Well, last night I was visiting with Christina, Christy, and Christine. These are three little girls, and they live in a motorhome. And their parents drive their motorhome everywhere around. And the girls are never sure where they're going to be the next night. And their mother is a teacher, and she teaches the girls at home. And the girls are very astute, very brilliant. And Christy says, I like this. I like traveling around the world. I like traveling all over the United States. We go to visit all these new places, and Mother tells us all about the places we're visiting and tells us the history of it and how it works. And being educated at home, being school educated at home, is kind of fun. It's kind of a great experience. When I see different people that we meet along the way, and they say, you live in a motorhome and you travel all over the United States and you don't go to school? We say, oh, we go to school, all right. And Christina, she was very definite about going to school. I like school. I have nieces and nephews, and I teach them the many things that I learned in school. But my school is on and on every minute of every day. I live in the now, going to school in the now. You live in the now, going to school in the now? Mr. Canada was very surprised, because he thought that you do one thing now, and you do another thing later, and you do another thing yet later. And Christine said, yes, we live in the now, and we do everything having a great time. Mother makes an exciting learning adventure out of everything we do. She doesn't tell us that she's doing that, but we know. We're smart. And Christina says, yes, we're very smart. In fact, we're really the top percentile of our learning score, and we are living in the now and just having a ball. Well, how do you live in the now? Well, we go to the store with Mother, and she has each one of us do a separate list. And each one of us takes our list, and we go and find the groceries, and then we take our little computer and we add up the grocery list that we have, and we make sure that it falls right within the range it's supposed to fall. And then we bring it all back to Mom. We say, here, Mom, I've done my shopping now. It was $4.95. And then Christina says, yeah, my shopping was $20. Woo-wee! Yeah. And Christy says, well, my shopping, my goodness, I bought $50 worth of stuff. And all of them look at Christy and say, you bought $50 worth of food, right? And, well, let's look at that. And so they take the contaminator and they look at it and they add it up on the adding machine and they see exactly what she bought and exactly what she was told to buy and at exactly the best price that was available. Still, it was $50. She said, wow, that's a lot. And they all looked at the things that they bought, and each one, whether expensive or whether inexpensive, was all necessary to their diet that they enjoyed. And the things that each girl bought were things that were things they were very familiar with, and things that they could handle very easily, and they could handle it for their ages. And their mother never gave them more to do than they could handle. That's what Christy was telling me. She said, Mother always gives us just enough to push us to the limit where we feel, wow, we can do this, we can do this. And then we live right in the now and do it. And Christina, she always plays the game. She doesn't say, we can do it. She can say, I do it. I do it. It is done. I do it. And Christine always has the smallest list. But she has a list that is filled with the more special foods, the more things that took a little more attention to choose and to make sure that they're fresh and make sure that there's not any rotten spots in the fruit or things like that. And she always does it so carefully and so beautifully. Mother knows exactly what to give to each one of us because of what we like to look for and what we like to do. But that's really fun. You know, Mr. Cannell, we have the greatest life in the world living in our motorhome, traveling all over the United States. Well, why do you travel all over the United States? Mr. Cannell was incredulous. Why do you travel all over the United States? What do you want to, what does your daddy do? Well, my daddy is a writer. And he writes about all the little towns that are in the world, I guess, in the United States at least. And we drive to the little towns, and while we're there, he goes into the Historical Society and other organizations, and he gets information and details, and then he talks to people. He goes to the various churches and talks to them. He talks to the school teachers. He talks to the legislators of that city, the mayor and the councilman, and he talks to the grocery store people. He talks to everybody. And then he sits at his computer while all of us kids are soundly in our bed, sleeping, just like great, wonderful sleepyheads. Daddy's working away, writing his story. Well, that's really quite exciting. You really must have a very intelligent daddy. Yeah, and Mommy helps too. Mommy does some of the research, and she does some of the gathering. She does some of it on the internet in the local areas that we are, while Daddy goes out and does it in person, because he's a reporter and he knows how to do that, and that's he enjoys very much. Wow, you girls do have an exciting life. Christina, Christine, and Christy, how come you're all the same name? You all have the Christian name. Well, my mom and my daddy think that Jesus Christ is a great guy. He's a beautiful being. He's a beautiful spiritual light for all of us. And they wanted each of us to have a little bit of that name in us. And so we each have part of the name of Jesus the Christ in us. Not Jesus the man, but Jesus the Christ. And so each one of us are blessed. Mother ever says something to us to correct us, she'll say, well, now, how would the Christ respond to this sort of thing? How would the Christ act toward this sort of thing? And so each one of us have that name in our heart, in our soul, and we respect that very much, and we love it. My goodness, you girls get an education. You get to do things that other children don't even dream about. They don't even know it's possible. Well, we do. When we're driving down the road between these various towns, we stay in each town maybe for a week or so. As we drive down the road, Mother tells us all the scenery that we see, and we look out and we see the deer in the national parks, and we see the animals, and we see the people, and we just have a great time. And whenever there's a swimming pool, we get to go swimming. And whenever there's a tennis court, we go and play tennis. And whenever there's a golf course, we play golf with Daddy. And it is wonderful. We just do everything and just have more fun. And what the most wonderful thing of all is, once a week, Daddy takes a morning and he says, okay, I have found what I hear to be the most beautiful sight around here. And we are going to go and take a walk through that sight. And we go through Indian monuments, we go through all sorts of exciting things. We go through business buildings, we go through parks, we go through mountain climbs, we go on muleback rides and horseback rides, and we go to fair parks. Oh, we do so many things. It is so exciting. And all of them are right in the now. Each one is a now experience. That's it. Let's go, and we're off. And we're enjoying it. And this, to me, is one of the most wonderful things in the world, Christy says. And Christina said, yep, Christie's a mouthpiece, but I sure agree with her. And Christine says, yes, she sure is, and we love her so. Well, boys and girls, here comes the Sandman. He's coming right through the door there, see? He's got a bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle pixie dust all over you. And that pixie dust is going to make you fall happily asleep and dream beautiful dreams. Maybe you'll dream about Christina and Christy and Christia. Christina, Christy, and Christine. And when you do, remember, they do everything with their parents and their friends and their world now. And you too can do everything with your friends and your world now, just like they do, if you want to. So until next time, boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle, and I bless you with all my being, and I say I love you. I love you. I love you.